probably 50 or so booths, a lot of vendors, mostly like arts and crafts kind of things. Mm-hmm. We've got some nonprofits that are sharing their work.
Steve Sherlock here for Franklin Matters, Franklin Public Radio. Available anywhere, anytime on the internet at WFPR.FM and in the local Franklin Mass FM radio dial, 102.9. Here in our glorious studio today with Ryan and Evelyn, we're going to talk about celebrating with Pride on Saturday, and hopefully the weather indeed will cooperate so that we can celebrate with Pride on Saturday. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Excellent. I'm
hoping today's weather doesn't stick around.
Yeah, this is definitely a little damp.
No, it's a little damp, but we'll get all this wetness out and have it, you know, as glorious as it was on Friday for Strawberry Stroll. That would be great. Certainly definitely. Don't want a replication of Portress. Portress was a downpour. So for the folks to recognize, Evelyn, why don't you a little bit about you and your involvement with the group, and then we can talk with Ryan and then come back to the event and all that's happening on Saturday.
Sure. My name's Evelyn. I'm a transgender woman. I've lived in Franklin for 21 years. I realized I was trans about 4 years ago now and came to the first Celebrate with Pride as a guest in 2022 and heard they were trying to build a group to help continue it and decided to get involved. So I've been involved with the group pretty early on.
Mm-hmm.
And more recently, as I've had time and space, stepped up a bit, and I'm coordinating the exhibitors this year for Celebrate with Pride.
Oh, good. So we'll get into some of those details, indeed. And Ryan, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
So I'm Ryan. I'm a transgender male. I realized that in high school, I didn't come out till I was like 19 or 20. I didn't learn about... I went to the first two Celebrate with Prides, but I didn't know there was like a Franklin LGBTQ Alliance until October of 23. That's when I went to my first meeting. It was like a Halloween party at the library.
Okay.
And then about 6 months ago, they made me the events coordinator. And I'm also the president-elect that will start in September. And Evelyn's actually also the vice president-elect that will start with me in September.
Ah, so that's kind of a transition thing? So yeah. You're kind of walking with the other president, et cetera, to do the transitions.
Yeah.
And then I'm also in charge of volunteers this year at Celebrate with Pride.
Good. So Celebrate with Pride, Saturday the 21st from noon to 4.
Yep.
On the town common.
You know where it is.
It's easy to find in Franklin. It's the place where it's happening, because art happens in that space on a lot of things. For a lot of events, and certainly Celebrate with Pride is one of them. And this time, for the fourth year in a row.
Yeah.
I think I heard there's, 50 or so vendors?
Booths? Yeah, we have probably 50 or so booths, a lot of vendors, mostly like arts and crafts kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some nonprofits that are sharing their work.
Sure.
And we have a local restaurant, Murchie Indian Cuisine, is going to have a tent there serving food.
Okay.
And Citrus Got Real sells specialty lemonades. They'll be there. And then we also have three food trucks.
Ah, okay.
That will be there.
Sounds like we got the food area covered with a variety. That's good. And usually there's some musical entertainment.
Yeah, so this year, starting off, we'll have... So our first performance will be Flem Mignon and their friends. They're going to have a family-friendly drag performance this year from 12 to 1:30. And then from 2 to 3, we have our returning artist, Siu, and they'll also be selling their CDs. And then for our last one, will there be a band called Toby, which my friend is the drummer for the band, and so they'll be performing for us for the last hour.
Okay. Again, so a variety of entertainment there as well. Excellent. I saw the flags, the miniature flags already set out on the common. I think you've had a call for volunteers. Do you have enough volunteers for setup and operation during the day?
No, we need more setup people. That starts from at 9 a.m. We need some runners, which they'll like convey messages from like us to like the different exhibitors and vendors.
Mm-hmm.
Then we also need breakdown, which that'll be like after the event. We need stuff to like take stuff down.
And for that, if anybody does want to contact through the email list or contact you directly,
There's a link on our webpage, Frank LGBTQ Alliance, and then there'll be like a link for volunteers to click, and it'll bring you to the Sign of Genius link.
Okay, good. We'll include that in the show notes, so you listeners, you don't have to scramble for a piece of paper. Check the show notes, and we'll have the link for you there. In rain date Sunday, heaven forbid, but if it does, at least Sunday, hopefully, will be better.
And please still come out.
Definitely, yes.
Volunteers especially.
Yes, to start early. Anything else folks should know about the event?
We'll be selling our t-shirts, which is a butterfly design this year with a progress flag. Then we're also selling last year's shirts. It's the just like a regular like black and white flag. I am selling some tie-dyed ones as well. I'm making up some tie-dye ones, and we'll be selling those as well.
Okay, so variety of shirts, variety of motifs, all fundraising for Pride.
Yeah.
Cash, electronic?
Yeah, so we can take cash. We also have a QR code to our Give Butter link.
Right. Okay.
And we can take tap cards.
Tap cards. Yep. So the chip-enabled cards.
Yep.
Yeah, the QR code, I think, worked successfully for me when I got the shirt on the Pride flag raising day. So, yeah. As an example, it can work.
We'll also take cash, yes.
Yes, of course. Good old green.
Well, if you don't want a shirt, just give us money.
You'll always take the donation of any dollar amount.
We are a 501(c) organization dedicated to supporting and building the LGBTQ community in Franklin. I hope we can also build connections with the larger community and other Franklin community organizations. That's I'd like to see more of in, if you will, my time in office.
Sure. Yep. Which is about to begin. And while Pride Festival, certainly we're talking about that focused, you do other things throughout the year. You have a monthly meeting and you have other special events from time to time, as I've seen, at least managing the calendar for the community.
Yeah, so our meetings are usually the first Thursday of the month, except for July. July, we're moving to the second Thursday of the month. And they're usually here at the Franklin TV station at 23 Hutchinson Street. And we also have a book club, which is the third Wednesdays of the month. And July's book club book is, let me see, So Many Stars, an Oral History of Trans, Non-Binary, Genderqueer, and Two-Spirit People of Color by Caro de Robertis. And that's also here at the Franklin TV station. Both are at from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. The July meeting is at the Common, actually, instead of the Franklin TV Radio.
Oh, so it's going to be outdoor instead of here. Okay. Yeah. And then is the book club the same night or a different night?
No, it's the different night. So the meetings are on Thursdays and the book clubs are on Wednesdays.
Ah, okay. Other events throughout the year that you want to highlight?
Sure. We co-sponsor an LGBTQ brunch at Max Roast Beef the first Saturday of every quarter. So the next one will be July 5th from 10 to 12. That gets folks from all over the Boston area, because we co-sponsor that with a meetup group called the Non-Scene Friends, which does meetups for LGBTQ folks throughout the Boston area.
Sure.
And so that's every quarter, and then we have irregular other events as
either inspiration and or enough people to participate occur.
We usually have something going on around Halloween or in a Friendsgiving, that kind of thing. Probably something in the summer. I'm not. Well, summer's usually pretty quiet because we're all resting up from Pride.
From Pride.
Usually in the fall, we have one or two things in winter.
So to repeat, Saturday, June 21st, 12 to 4. 50 plus vendors, nonprofits, as well as some crafts, t-shirts this year's, plus others, plus tie-dyed, variety of styles and sizes, of course, so that you can get the right one to fit. Cash or chip card or QR code to your Give Butter page, I think. And then it's just Saturday, because you meet on a regular basis, and I assume on your website as well as join the mailing list link.
We also have a Facebook page under the same name, Franklin LGBTQ Alliance.
Okay, we can reference that as well. Yep.
We have signups for the newsletter at every meeting. So
okay,
and I believe at the book clubs as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. So if it's not on the website, there's other ways to get involved at least. That's good.
So Pride was created in June of 2022, our first Celebrate with Pride, because a few months earlier, in October of 2021, there was a student at Franklin High who was bullied by this instances. And then so a few weeks later, there was the first Stand in Love event, which was, there was like a dozen people kind of standing with each other. Sometime later, there's another Stand in Love that had a bunch of other people going as well. And then that's when they started to create the first Celebrate with Pride event.
Mm-hmm. And then 4 years later, it's still coming along. So good. Well, thank you for spending some time today to share what's coming. And hopefully people will indeed hope for good weather. And then whether it's Saturday or Sunday, come out anyway.
Yes.
Come out. It's always a fun time.
Always, always.
Well, thank you for doing this. And to the listeners, thank you for listening. And we do this as a quick reminder because Franklin matters. We are now producing this in collaboration with Franklin TV and Franklin Public Radio. This podcast is my public service effort for Franklin, but we can't do it alone. We can always use your help. How can you help? If you can use the information that you find here, please tell your friends and neighbors. If you don't like something here, please let me know. Through this feedback loop, we can continue to make improvements. And I thank you for listening. For additional information, please visit franklinmatters.org. If you have questions or comments, you can reach me directly at suresteve@gmail.com. The music for the intro and exit was provided by Michael Clark and the group East of Shirley. The piece is titled Ernesto Mañana, copyright Michael Clark and Tin Type Tunes in 2008, and used with their permission. I hope you enjoy. By the way, you can also subscribe and listen to Franklin Matters Radio on your favorite podcast app. Search in podcasts for Franklin Matters.